and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
Comic books. We have comic books. I don't know. I never know what to say here. Comic books. We've got all the comic books. And now I'm singing a song that I just made up about comic books.
I like that song.
Was that a good song?
It sounds like you know what it is? It sounds like a song that like Garfunkel and Oates would have made.
Probably.
About if they're comic book podcasters.
Sure.
You know, we've been
we didn't do anything
busy.
Exciting.
No, we did.
No, we did. That's right. I forgot.
Well, we've been busy.
We went down to Santa Ana?
Went down to Santa Ana because we went to a CVNV Nation.
We did, which is my favorite band, by the way. Just FYI.
Just FYI.
I love them.
Jen loves that band.
I love them. I have seen them so many times. So we went down because they were playing in Santa Ana, and actually this very cool place. But there was a comic book store.
Well, it was something where we figured, hey, we're going to make this trip down here, but why don't we try to kind of multitask?
Right.
And see.
We'll go early. We'll eat dinner.
Yeah, go early, eat dinner, see if we can find some stuff to do down there. And we went to this place called Alakazam Comics and Games, I believe it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And Alakazam is Alakazam.
I think so.
And
it was in the weirdest place.
Well, it was like in one of those things where it's actually kind of like Frankenstein's.
It's in like a business park, like right next to the Ronald Reagan Airport down in the OC.
Yeah.
And when I pulled up, I was like, are you sure there's a comic book store here? Because this just looks like businesses.
But then you know what's also weird too is they also had like sandwich shops and like all this other stuff, but it was like in the business.
Yeah, but that
front.
was like the food area. Like where we were was just like tile. Like here's a store that sold tiles.
Right.
And like here's one that had like, you know, just random whatever business. It just did not look like a place a comic book store would be.
Yeah, it did definitely.
So I was like, are we sure we're in the right place?
Yeah.
But then we went in and it was deceptively large. It was huge, actually.
Yeah, well, it's deceptively large because it's one of those things that it's
it just
long.
Goes back, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, you have a lot of stuff that's in there. You know, they got, you know, obviously all your new comics and just your back issues. And then
in the very back.
And then you go in the very back and there's a little, you know, area where normally just be mostly storage. And it probably is, but
yeah.
They have like tables to play games. But also, that's where they keep all their dollar comics.
And they have a ton of them.
They had a lot more dollar comics than we anticipated.
Yeah, they had a whole, like, just shelves full of them. They were, like, those ones that were, like, had, like, cubbies where the boxes were. You just pull the cubbies out, and it was kind of great.
Yeah, because some of them, you know, it's nice because, well, we got there at a good time because we got there, I think, just when, like, a card game was let out.
Yeah.
So we were able to. So
we
were there by ourselves, but we were also able to use, like, tables to put comics on those tables to look through those boxes. But also there's ones where you can just pull them out in their chest level.
Yeah.
Because that's the best.
Yeah.
I don't like it when I have to bend down or do all sorts of gymnastics.
I'm too old.
Yeah, I'm too old. I don't want to do that. I'm just not into doing that.
Yeah.
So I want to be able to look through stuff pretty easily. And so they had, you know, a whole lot of dollar comics, you know, just a lot of good stuff. And they had also, you know, a bunch of sets.
Yeah.
Too, which we picked up some sets. I picked up some issues of Guy Gardner that I didn't have.
Yeah.
In those sets, as well as I also got myself a Terror Inc. comic.
Mm-hmm.
And the last issue of Terror Inc., which I just finished reading. And I don't necessarily understand what's going on. I mean, I do, but I don't.
Right.
You know, like Ghost Rider's in there, and he does his pet and stare, and it's done. You know, although the highlight is Terror Inc. tying his monster whiskers back like it's like an 80s ponytail.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was a thing.
I didn't realize his monster whiskers were that pliable.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, so I bought that, and I also got, and it's something that they had, which actually was kind of neat, a bunch of digests.
Mm.
A lot of digests, like DC Digest, Marvel Digest, Archie.
Yeah.
And for a buck. And yeah. So I picked up a Green Lantern one that I thought was kind of nice. That'd be nice to have.
I got some Barbie comics.
And then they had Barbie comics.
Which, you know, I love those. So I got some Barbie comics.
But just regular Barbie.
Just regular Barbie, not Barbie fashion, which is what we've talked about on the show. So I got like regular Barbie. And then I also bought something called like Batman Hollywood, I think.
You bought Batman. You bought Batman Hollywood Nights.
That's it.
It's an Elseworlds book.
Yeah, so I'm excited to read that because I'd never even heard of it.
Never heard of it, and it implies this is something that we've brought up, I think, before on the show.
Yeah, about, like, what if Batman lived in L.A.? Well, I guess we're going to find out.
Or he went to L.A. or just did anything in L.A. And now we're going to, hopefully, this is something to do where he's like, ugh, this is a trash town, you know? You know, maybe he just does all, maybe he just goes in and out.
Well, I mean, like, seriously, like, eventually, it's hard to get from building to building. There's a lot of space in between mm-hmm. them, and not all the buildings are high. It depends on where you go. I mean, like, what's he going to do? Just patrol downtown?
I hope he just patrols.
Just Wilshire? Just that, like...
That's really it.
That's
I mean,
it. Like, where...
I hope there's...
He's going to go to that little plaza in El Segundo where there's three towers. Mm-hmm. He's going to patrol that little area right there. Because we don't have, like, there's... It'll be, like, high towers and, like, two-story buildings like, for, like,
gonna,
miles.
What's he going to do? Patrol Magnolia Street in Burbank?
Right.
Just kind of be like...
Like, ooh, man, can't go over three stories. Yay.
He has to stop patrolling by 11 because of the sound.
That's right, because...
Because he's just a big...
God forbid. Even the bars have to close down at 11.
No, I think they changed that.
Oh, did they?
Because remember
when we first moved there.
When we first moved there, we were first in that area. They were like, hey, it's 11 o'clock. You can't, like, party anymore.
Yeah, bars have to close down because families.
Families. Bunch of below-the-line workers and their families.
Yep. Yep, it's all like
below the line. By the way, is not a
it's not
a derogatory term.
No, it just means like you work behind the camera, behind the scenes. So we're talking like a bunch of like cameramen and grips and
electricians,
sound dudes,
people that make a lot more money and that have union stuff.
They're
that,
all union people.
These are quality people.
Yeah, no, I mean they're the people who build the sets and make the costumes and the makeup artists.
Yeah,
that's what below the line means.
It's like, how dare you call them below the line? No, that's just the term. But I can just imagine Batman just farting around. And maybe going to, you know, maybe it'd be great.
He goes to Porto's.
Yeah, definitely going to Porto's.
Yeah.
Because
you have to.
Porto's is good. And I think what I would like is if this, maybe this is about, because we haven't read it yet.
Yeah.
Maybe he's checking out Robert Blake's killer.
Sure.
Killer, murder.
Yeah.
He's checking out that restaurant that we drove by.
We drove by
the Italian
before.
Restaurant where he shot his wife in the parking lot. Yeah. Allegedly.
Did he get off of that?
I think he did.
So I guess. No, he did shoot her. I think he admitted to it, but I think.
The law just went, meh.
No, but it was like one of those like self-defense thing, argument. I don't know. But yeah, we do used to drive by that all the time. We lived in the valley.
So,
LA is weird, guys.
Yeah, so we bought that. I got Shadow Pact trade.
Yes.
I picked that up because I had some cheap trades. So I picked that up too because, you know, when you could do a trade, do a trade.
Sure.
That's my thing now.
Yeah,
when I can do
good.
A trade, do a trade.
Yeah.
Especially for stuff that I don't need to, you know, if I can collect it. And that's the thing that I keep getting surprised by a lot with like DC books, you know, is that they manage to collect a lot of stuff that I wasn't aware that they collect. And that's convenient because I don't want to carry around all, I don't want to be lugging around all the books.
Right.
Individual issues, you know? I mean, I'm in it to read it. I'm not in it to make money.
Sure.
So, also, I was thinking, so we watched Baywatch.
Oh, God.
Last night?
Yeah.
The movie Baywatch.
That was terrible.
Which I felt there was a comic book connection to it. There's something that we were making a joke about. I don't know. I can't remember. There was something that we were talking about, though. Or maybe it was... shit.
How The Rock was basically, like, walking Super Dickory.
Yes, 100%. Actually, you know what? You nailed it.
Yeah.
It's like when they wrote the character in mind.
They were like, put all the shitty dick things that Superman used to
it's
do.
Like, just go back and read a bunch of...
And everybody will think he's great.
Take every cover of Lois Lane's book and just make that into a man.
Yeah.
That walks around. Because basically, he's the greatest, you know...
He's the greatest, but he's also a huge dick.
But he's also a big, big jerk.
Yeah.
And, which, it's fine.
I also like how at the very end of that movie, when everybody's, I mean, this is not a spoiler, you've seen it in the trailer, it's when everybody's running on the beach.
Yeah.
The Rock is the only one who wears shoes.
Is he? I missed that.
Yeah, everybody else is barefoot, The Rock is wearing shoes.
The hell, Dwayne? Are you afraid
to... I don't know, he wore them a lot the whole time. I don't know, maybe it was like...
Maybe he's got a thing with his feet.
Maybe, or maybe the sand was really hot. I don't know.
I don't know.
Because it gets really fucking hot.
Well, right, but the other cast was running on the water. They were all running on the water.
I don't know. Maybe he was like, I'm wearing shoes. Stop me. You're like, oh, all right.
Well, who's going to tell the Rock?
I mean, that's the thing. Are you going to stop the Rock? No, no one is going to stop the Rock.
No, but that's a garbage movie. I'm sorry. Yeah, you know,
it was garbage from the second it came on. I was like, oh.
And I understand that it doesn't take itself that seriously, and that's fine. As it shouldn't, because it's a Baywatch remake in 2017.
Yeah, well.
You know, and it's got all the winks and nods to everything that whatever, but it's just a lot of it. Just it's kind of like an American Pie kind of version of stuff where it's like things like shouldn't happen that happen. And you're just like, but real life, and it's like, no,
yeah,
you know, forget real life,
yeah,
forget real life and stuff because this is the movies and you just have to deal with it. I'm like, I don't wanna.
Yeah.
Sometimes I, you know, it's I know that movies are an escape, but sometimes I have a hard time accepting the escape. Is that a problem for people?
I don't know. It's a problem for me sometimes. So I'll just look at that and go, no. No.
Right.
I can't. I cannot invest myself in the escapism of this movie because it doesn't make any logical sense to me.
Because if it was real life, like, really, like, people would... Granted, we read a lot of comics and a lot of awful shit happens.
Of course.
Like when we read that, like, actually, the Melba Toast story from last week.
Yeah.
That is, like... The biggest bullshit.
Of course. That guy was shooting at cops and they just let him
shooting at cops because he was scared.
They were like, eh, it's all right.
And they're like, hey, man.
No problem, bro.
And then they just all of a sudden, you know, were like, hey, there's a real killer, murder, or stop. And then they're like, okay, you're free to go.
Yeah, see you later, bye.
But like, you literally, like... You were
shooting at police officers.
Shooting at police officers. The guy was shooting at police officers, just kind of like, ah, I'm scared. Pop, 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 pop,
and they
pop,
let him
pop.
Go.
And they're just like, all right, see you later, buddy.
They would never let you go. You're lucky you didn't die. In a hail of bullets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
He should have been murdered. He should have been murdered the second he walked out. He should have been shot a bunch of times.
Yeah.
And Melba would have been accidentally shot.
And then if it was Los Angeles, they would just put the picture on the fucking on Twitter and he'd be like, oh, yeah. Why is there so much blood? And they'd be like, oh, yeah, because it's fucking LA.
True story.
True story. Some horrible Amber Alert because some guy killed his wife. And abducted.
Wait, I thought Amber Alert was just for kids.
It is. That's what happened. So the guy killed the wife, okay? Or the girlfriend or the estranged wife. It's always the husband. It's always the boyfriend. They always kill the wife, okay? Right. Husband, whatever. If a woman ends up dead, it's usually her boyfriend or husband. So he kills her.
That just reminds me of that.
I wish that wasn't fucking true.
No, I know. It just reminds me of that Louis C.K. bit where he's talking about how
the number one killer of women is men.
It's like, why would a woman ever want to date a man?
The existence of our species depends on it.
Exactly.
So he kills her and takes their 9-year-old kid.
Okay, yeah.
So there's an Amber Alert out for this kid. He's been driving around all day. They're trying to find this guy, whatever. And then they finally find him somewhere. I don't know where.
Mm-hmm. It was in the valley, wasn't it?
Maybe, because she was in Glendale. And he was just driving around. Because I got the Amber Alert, you know, buzzes on your phone.
It was going off like two or three times.
Yeah, because you look for this thing. So then apparently they found the guy. They cornered the guy. Guy gets out of the car. Apparently he had a gun. And they... shot him and he died. So that poor kid lost both of his parents in one day.
Mm-hmm.
But then on Twitter they're like, here's the pictures from the scene. This is like ABC News on Twitter, and like I look at him like, that's a lot of blood. Like, it was just a fucking river of blood, like all over goddamn sidewalk, pictured from a helicopter.
It is like, it's like if somebody took a water balloon filled with blood and dropped it.
Yeah, it was just.
Which is essentially what humans are. We are essentially water balloons filled with blood and bile.
You're like, thanks, ABC News.
Oh, ABC News.
Or whatever.
Hey, you know what?
That's the other thing. Like,
whatever.
Most cities have like a don't chase rule where cops aren't supposed to chase cars because it's more dangerous for bystanders. LA does not have that rule.
Yeah, LA don't give a fuck.
LA does not have that rule. Does not give a fuck because the minute there's a chase, every news station in the fucking city is guess what? You want to watch this for the next 4 hours? Because you're gonna.
And you do. And you do, and you watch, and you're like, please watch out for all those people. And sometimes, like, you know, most of the time, they're just on, like, the 5 or the 405. Yeah. Somehow getting through traffic much faster
than
in any way I have ever done. I'm like, that's not possible.
Remember
those cars
that one
there.
We were like, this is when we first moved down here. We were like, we went to a Chinese buffet, which is always a mistake. Because they're either really great or they're really bad. And this one was really bad.
I could spend an entire podcast talking about Chinese buffets.
This one was really bad, but we went to the Chinese buffet down in South Bay, and like we're sitting there and they had the TVs on and there was some like pickup truck.
Yeah.
On the 101, like going into Hollywood, and it was like 6:30 on a Thursday or something.
Yes.
And there was no traffic, and we were like, "What? How is there no traffic?"
That's bullshit.
I was like, every single time these fucking high speed chases, there's no traffic, and I'm like, that's not even fair because I sit in traffic forever.
I know.
I guess apparently you have to have a high speed chase to like get to work on time.
Man, I should just do that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's nuts, and yeah. It's crazy, and I like it's one of those things where you're like, oh man, I can't, you know, this is exciting, but you're also like, holy shit, this is actual real life, and people could be in
somebody
the way.
Just died. That kid just lost both of his parents.
You know, there's
in less than 24 hours.
Well, there was that one where that guy drove down like Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh, that's right, and I thought he was gonna get murdered in front of like he a was, fucking like, Hollywood crowd
and Highland, which yeah. is. If that's, you live
if,
here,
if you're a tourist, that's where you go.
This is the one of the busiest places, no matter what time of night.
Yep, time of day, time of night, time there's
it
always
doesn't matter.
There.
It is like that's where the people in the costumes are.
Yeah,
because the Mad Chinese Theater is right there. Yes. Ripley's, Believe It or Not, just
that's the Hollywood Walk of Fame is right there.
Hollywood Walk of Fame. Everything is down there, and mm-hmm. this guy's like flopping around, and I'm like, oh Jesus!
I know, and yeah, and
remarkably it.
Remarkably, he did not die in front of an entire crowd of people. Because we're talking, like, there was like 1,000 people on the street just watching this guy as the cops, like, surrounded him. And I'm like, oh my God, this is going to go so badly. But luckily, he surrendered and did not get killed.
Mm-hmm.
Because, wow, would that have been a mess?
Can't say the same for the other guy who exploded on the street and now he's dead and that poor kid's an orphan.
Mm hmm.
So
yep, good times. Well, this is cheerful.
Yeah,
we're talking about cheerful stuff.
I know, we're gonna get even more cheerful. So, well, you know, how did we start talking about
that? I don't even know what we were talking about. All of a sudden we're talking about like balloons full of blood.
Was it because the Rock kill? Oh, that's right, because the Rock, you know,
I don't even know.
I'm
gonna listen to this podcast and be like, oh, that's how we got on the subject, because I don't remember.
All of a sudden I was like, we're talking about like orphan children. I'm like, wait, what happened? And we're not talking about Batman? This is weird.
Yeah. Well, see, Batman could have probably helped that guy.
Batman, if he was in L.A.
However, it was the middle of the day.
It was.
So he'd have been like, sorry, I can't come out.
Sorry, I have meetings and other things to do.
Bruce Wayne has things to do during the day.
Stuffing things. Okay, let's take our quick break here, play a promo, and we'll come right back with our book for the week.
Justice League International, Bwahaha Podcast. A new monthly show chronicling the adventures of the JLI era by Keith Giffen and J.M. DeMatteis. We'll be going issue by issue, in release order, tackling the core Justice League title, Justice League Europe, and the quarterly book. Along the way, we'll take time out for special episodes covering various spin-offs, cartoon appearances, the infamous TV pilot, and much more. So join me in an ever-changing roster of guest hosts as we celebrate your favorite JLI members, such as...
Martian Manhunter.
Batman.
Dr. Fate.
Black Canary. Fire.
Ice. Maxwell Lord.
Oberon. Captain Marvel.
Rocket Red.
Captain Atom.
Mr. Miracle.
Guy Gardner.
Booster Gold.
Blue Beetle.
Nort.
And many, many more. Justice League International, Bwahaha Podcast, part of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. Want to make something of it?
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Tales of Evil featuring Man Monster, or just Tales of Evil, mm-hmm. From Atlas Comics.
Yes.
We're back with Atlas Comics here. It's Tales of Evil number 3 from July 1975. So we are dipping into the Atlas pool again.
Yes.
So I think it's our third Atlas comic, I think.
Yes, and you picked this one up when we were...
At Alakazam.
Yeah, at Alakazam, yeah.
Alakazam, we found this, and I was like, well, you know what? Atlas served us well pretty good throughout the show,
sure.
So why not go back to there? You know, I feel like it's a good palate cleanser from the big two.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, why not? So, and this is, although it looks very much like a Marvel comic.
It does. I actually thought it was a Marvel comic.
You could easily mistake it for, or like Creatures on the Loose or Chamber of Whispers, whatever the frig they call them.
Yeah.
Chiller, bone-sized chillers.
Yeah.
But it's Tales of Evil featuring Man-Monster.
Mm-hmm.
Man-Monster.
Man-Monster!
And you have a guy on the cover... You have a dude in a costume.
Kind of looks like a luchador.
He does, actually. That's a good accurate. He's a full body luchador, mostly yellow with some flame
and some red
things on his mask and his body or everything like that, and he's shooting a dude with a, looks like to be like a toy gun.
Yeah, like but it's a toy it's gun. Like a, it's, I think it's supposed to be a laser, but it kind of looks like a handheld flamethrower.
It pretty much is.
Yeah.
It's pretty much just like a, it looks like one of those toy guns you buy at like the shipball store for a buck.
Yeah, 99 cents. Like it
goes, bzz, bzz, like because of flints in it.
Yeah.
It looks like that.
Yeah.
And he's shooting a dude in swim trunks, possibly mm-hmm. The Rock.
No, that guy's blonde.
Or possibly, ooh, yeah,
possibly Zac Efron.
Maybe this is a Baywatch crossover.
Yeah, this is Zac Efron.
Maybe this is what happens.
This is what happens to Zac Efron's character.
Actually, you know what? It might, because he's pretty much the same character.
Actually, you're right. Yes.
So you know
100%
what?
100% right.
So this happened, and then he moved to Florida. So this is a prequel.
Oh, okay. All right.
I reserve the right to believe this is a prequel
okay.
to Baywatch,
sure.
The movie.
All right, I'll buy it.
So if Ben Grant and Tom Lennon want to consult
right.
with me on
they
this.
They wrote that movie.
The famous screenwriting duo
yeah.
From MTV's The State. Well,
yeah.
They've obviously done a lot
obviously
of other
done more, but something that I did not know about them is that they have written so many fucking movies.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I didn't know that until we moved out here.
Oh, yeah. That's yeah. right. I mean, I knew they wrote
they wrote like Night at the Museum.
Yes. Taxi with...
Night at the Museum 1 through 3? Did they do all of them?
They've pretty much been involved with all of those,
I think. They did Taxi with what? Queen Latifah and Jimmy Fallon. They did that. So there's a shit ton of movies.
But they've also been a consultant and script doctor in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
And they actually wrote a book about it, too, which
yes.
I've heard it's... It's a lot different than most screenwriting books because it's, because they're both comedians.
Yeah.
And they both have a very, and I mean, Tom Lennon, I think, is.
Oh, he's very funny.
He's very funny. It's always, Ben Grant's great. I mean, I love The State.
Yeah.
And Tom Lennon is always,
Reno 911.
I keep forgetting about Ben Grant, too. But I mean, both of those guys doing all this great stuff. And now they're just wildly successful from also screenwriting.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, they need to be aware of this because this is.
We should let them know.
This is a prequel, and this is a property that needs to be integrated.
Sure.
If you're looking for the comic book properties, I have one right here. You find out who has the rights to this, and you get this done.
Yep.
And then you just print money.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's kind of what those guys do. Actually, is just print fucking money.
Right.
And good for them.
So they're shooting this dude, and this blonde dude, and he's turning into this giant. Red monster.
How would you even kind of like the thing from the Black Lagoon kind of looking guy?
Yeah, also I'm trying to think. I might be familiar with you, but Triton from the Inhumans.
No, I know who that is.
Okay. I didn't know.
It's not going to go over my head. I know who that is.
I didn't know.
I've seen him.
Okay. So, yeah. So, he looks like
kinda
a red version of that.
Yeah. And he's got kind of like a gill head. And
mm-hmm.
He just looks like a monster that would live underwater. Sort of.
He looks like he has something to do with, he's an amphibian-like
monster.
Yeah,
because he's got, gills and whatever. Yeah. But he's huge. He's got, weird feet.
And so dude is shooting him, and he says, my laser gun didn't kill him. Instead, he's changing into what?
Yeah, and then at the bottom it says, the origin story.
Epic origin story. Is he man or monster? It's like I said, he's man-monster. That's what you call him.
So, yeah, he's both. So this book begins with two women... from a women's lib magazine interviewing what is this guy's name?
Paul Sanders,
who used to be an Olympic gold medalist, swimmer.
Yes.
Who was a big fucking deal, and now he's kind of washed up.
Right. And now we're actually in Southern California.
Because they're in Santa Monica. Santa Monica. So he's on the beach. He's like, look at me. Take pictures of me looking hot, ladies. Because they're doing an interview with him for some reason. I don't know why they're interviewing him. And they don't seem to know why they're interviewing him either.
Well, also I want to point out here. Do we assume that he's wearing swim trunks?
Mm-hmm.
Because those swim trunks have a belt on them. You see?
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with that. I mean, maybe back in the day, there are still bikini bottoms that come out that have little belts on them sometimes.
But for fashion belts, but this looks like it's a pair of short green jean shorts.
Maybe they are. Maybe they're shorts.
Oh, he's wearing
shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's standing there and he's like, oh, look at me being so manly. You better take pictures.
He's wearing the jorts John Cena wishes he wore.
John Cena, yeah. He's wearing...
he always wears the long jorts. I wish John Cena would go for it and just get the high jorts.
Well, it's kind of like this.
Because I bet he's got some nice thighs.
Well, the meaty thighs.
Right? But he's got some great thighs. Well, show those things off.
Well, this is the shorts that you wear if you're doing sexy John Cena.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If there was a Halloween costume.
Well, I mean.
If there was a woman's version of John Cena for a Halloween costume.
Joan Cena.
It would just be sexy Daisy Duke jean shorts and like
a crop top.
No, not even a crop top. A fucking orange bikini top.
Yeah.
And a fucking hat. It
says never give up.
And then those like wrist things. It's just, it's like sexy John Cena.
That, you know what? There you go. I'm surprised that hasn't.
Why isn't that a thing yet?
I feel
come
like
on, WWE. I feel like they get on that.
I feel like they already kind of do that already with the WWE. Like they've done that in the past.
What, sexy John Cena?
We're not calling sexy John Cena, but they've had that outfit. You know, women look like that. Anyways, so he's standing there and he's like, "Look at me, I'm so manly." And as he's doing that, it's kind of foreshadowing the future. Like there's this giant monster
in the background.
Is in the background,
but it's not visible to these characters.
No, it's just an image. Yeah, it's just their show. And you know, and as one girl's like, "Paul, we're after a story, not a photo spread for Playgirl." I'm like, "Oh,
like all right,
Is
Playgirl still a thing?"
I think so.
Is that I only owned one issue.
Well, I was about to say that issue. I didn't own it.
I did. It was the only one I went out of my way to find.
Yeah,
and it was the one where Peter Steele from Typo Negative was in it. And he had his Peter out.
It'd be funny if
and
she
I was like, "I'm buying this."
I think a lot of
it was great.
I think a lot of women.
It was so
of your
great.
Ilk bought it.
It was so good.
I know.
It was great.
I heard.
I mean, he was a very large man. He had a very large penis. It was a good thing.
R.I.P. Peter Steele.
R.I.P. Peter Steele, which also still breaks my heart.
But I know.
Anyway, and so basically, what he's trying to do, there's these two women and they're journalists. For some reason, they're just hanging out in bikinis and bathing suits with him. I don't know. Why? And he's trying to, like, get with them.
Yeah.
They're reporters, which, doing a story, which I don't think anybody knows why they're doing a story.
I don't know if
on
they,
this
they,
guy.
Because it's like a women's lib magazine.
Yeah, why the fuck are you talking to that guy?
Why? Yeah, well, first of all, why are you talking to that guy? Why did you agree to go meet him on a beach? Why did you put on your bikinis?
Right, you know this guy. If this guy has a reputation for being a fucking slime ball.
Where are your notepads?
Right.
Where's anything devices? Recording anything? You just have cameras.
I guess it's a camera. It looks like. It's a weird looking camera. And he's like, "All right, ladies, if you don't want to get romantic or whatever." And he's like, "Let's go on my boat."
Well, he's kind of thinking, he's like, "Oh, these women don't love me. They love my father's
money." Yeah, because apparently, so the deal is that this guy, he's a rich kid.
Mm-hmm.
His dad owns like a bunch of oil wells.
He's an oil well hotel magnet.
Yeah, and I actually would love to know where, do they drill?
Well, they do drill, but
around here
they don't drill that. Well, I mean, there's like the El Segundo.
Yeah, no, I
things.
Mean, yeah, but I mean, like they go to an offshore oil rig, like the ones you see in the Gulf. I don't know if they have any of those off the coast.
No, I don't. To my knowledge, they don't. At least they're not that close, like because they go to.
Well,
Santa.
No, I mean, like it takes them like 2 seconds to get
this oil rig is literally like right on top of like the Santa Monica Beach.
Yeah,
you can walk to it.
Like you're like, "Oh, cool! Hey, here's the Santa Monica Pier. Here's the Ferris wheel.
I feel like
here's the oil well."
Maybe I'm thinking about when you drive up the coast, and I think you can like drive. There's at least one up the PCH where you can drive towards it, but it's like that's the closest one I've ever seen. Like you
where?
It's off the PCH. I can't remember. It's definitely past. It's like up
south.
No, up like so north, like between Santa Barbara.
Did I miss that one?
Maybe. I mean, it's not. We've only passed it maybe once or twice, but I remember there being like a one where you can actually take a road out into the ocean. You know, that's a man-made bridge, and that's out there.
Huh.
But that's like the closest one because usually they're all the fuck
well, they're
way
all
out
the
there.
Fuck way out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because you can see it. Here they are. They're literally on the beach of Santa Monica, and here it is.
It's like right there.
Yeah. So he's like, "Okay, so my dad had money. I have medals because I had nothing else to do with my time. But apparently he also hates his dad."
Yeah.
So he's like, "Oh, these girls just, all they want is my dad's money. They don't care about me." So he like takes the boat out.
And you got like a.
And then we have this like weird aside where like the boat's coming and then we see the guys who are actually on the rig. And they're like, oh man, there's Junior out there again showing off to all the girls in the bikinis.
I feel like we spend like an hour with these guys.
We do. And I'm like, why? And he's like, come on, man. Like, every single panel, I feel like there's one guy being like, man, let's get back to work. Man, let's get back to work.
One guy's like, this guy's like, this guy sucks, man. Sucks. He's just looking at him. What an asshole. I'm like,
all
right, come on.
He's like, yeah, man, we're doing all the labor. He's getting rich. And you're like, yeah, that's how capitalism works.
Yeah, dude.
Congratulations.
Why don't you become an Olympic swimmer, you dummy?
Yeah.
Anyway, so these women
this guy's like, all right, apparently this is his thing. He takes the boat out and then he swims from the boat to the rig.
Well, here's the thought, too. This girl in the bikini, the one girl in the bikini is like taking a picture and she's like, well, I guess we should take pictures if we have something to do.
Right, because I'm like, why are you out there? They don't seem to know why. What story they're trying to cover.
Well, the other girl's like, what, a story about a swimmer? Who cares? I'm like, then why are you there?
Yeah, exactly. What the fuck are you doing here? What are you doing?
Like, how did this get arranged? Were you like, did somebody call and say, hey, you want to hang out with a man on a beach?
Yeah, and he's like, how does that work? Like, I want to talk about women's liberation. Wait, let's just go on my boat? What's happening here?
So women have been on boats before, and yeah. They're free to go on boats now.
Isn't that great? You could even own your very own boat. You could buy one yourself.
A woman can own a boat now.
She could also drive a boat.
I love to see the cover of their Women's Little magazine. It's like, boats, you can own them.
And there's just a guy on it. You're like, wait.
There's a guy on it waving. It's just like...
That's like a dude winning the Money in the Bank title match.
And the quote says, man says... You can own a boat.
Man gives you permission to own boats. Exactly. Oh, yay!
So
he's like, all right, I'm going to go swim. Check me out. I'm so hot.
And as he's swimming.
And he's like, oh, I'm so tired. Had too much booze last night.
Oh, yeah. I wish he would have vomited.
Like Zac Efron
on that movie, apparently. Which, another scene in that movie. So the idea is that Zac Efron's character is also a disgraced
Olympic swimmer
who...
Fucked up the tag team.
Fucked up the one of the relays because he got drunk and he threw up as he was swimming and there was puke everywhere.
Ew.
And then later on in the movie, he gets drunk and they're in a party or something and he throws up in the pool. And people are still partying after he threw up in a pool.
I know. Like, you can't go in the pool now. You gotta get that clean.
Because all I'm thinking is, like, I'm standing in the pool and I'm like, chunks, you know. I'm like,
you have to drain the whole thing now.
Oh, you have to get everybody out of there.
That's it. You have everybody like, talking, out. You got to get the pool cleaner guy in.
We're talking Bill Murray in Caddyshack. Get the fucking duty out of the pool. Like, that needs to happen. Yep. Like, that party needs to end. Anyways.
Yes.
It's kind of like that joke where Bill Miller has this joke about how diarrhea, and it's like, that's something that you just like, when you have diarrhea, your night is over. You just can't feel like, oh, it's a little diarrhea, I'll be okay. It's like, no, go home. Take care of yourself. But anyway, so he's swimming to this boat, and as that's happening, just at that same time, the drill is drilling into the earth.
Yes.
And it awakens... A bunch of
bacteria.
A glittery alien bacteria.
Yeah.
Which comes
to the surface and like causes like a weird wave. And the girls were like, oh shit, dude, wave's coming for you. Get out of the way. And he's like, oh no, I can't. And he gets like taken over by this wave. And he gets like covered in the bacteria.
He gets covered in the green and then the weird stuff.
It's very shiny and pink. And he gets like... He basically almost drowns, but apparently these girls pull him out of the water.
Yes.
I do like this picture of him where he's apparently on the dock of the boat. And they've just left him face down.
Yeah, they're not like actually trying to help him. They're just like...
They're like, throw his body on the boat.
It's a lot of just throwing this guy around in this book here. So he's laying...
So she's like, hey, are you okay? We're going to get you a doctor because we're getting back to port. And he like puts his arm on her shoulder and he grows all these gill like scales and gills and he becomes the man monster.
He basically looks like the Thing, actually.
I mean, he's orange. Yeah. And then they're like, oh my god. And then but then for some reason they're like, oh, finally a story.
Yeah, no. Well, because like the one girl, the blonde girl's like, we need you to get a doctor, and the other girl's like, finally news.
Yeah.
But which how this fits into feminism.
I don't know. You're like, I went to talk about how women can now own boats and now I have a man monster.
Maybe women can be friends with monsters?
Sure. Women can also become man monsters.
We'll become women monsters.
Sure.
Man monsters.
Human monsters.
Well, the article's like, man monsters. How about women monsters?
So they're like, wait, we're just gonna take him back to our hotel room.
Yeah.
Because why not?
Take him back to the hotel. Let's
take the monster to the hotel room. So they
go to the hotel and
smuggle him on in underneath a blanket. And then he goes into the... They take him into the bathroom.
Well, we also want to point out here, so they're gloating here. How they're,
yeah,
like,
because the one in the bikini was like, "Hi, doorman."
One of the girls, I think the blonde girl's name is Dusty.
Sure.
And she's like, "Nice going, Dusty. That dummy doorman was so busy looking at what's in your bikini, he didn't even notice me bringing Sanders inside." I'm like,
"What do you think is in a bikini?"
That's kind of what I was thinking. Why do you think? Because he's like, looking at you. He's like, "What's in there?" It's like, "Hmm."
Yeah, like he's like, "What?" Looking at what's in your bikini. I'm like,
"Well, there's tits. And
what
there's,
is it? Like
ass?
Yeah, like that's what I'm expecting.
Skin.
Ooh, skin. I'm like, those. What? That's just such a weird phrase. Like looking at what's in your bikini."
I don't know. It's kind of it's weird, but it's also slightly erotic.
Because there's cans.
Yeah, there's like, you know, it's like, hey, look at that meat or
ew.
Or whatever. Flesh.
Was the doorman just like flesh?
Yeah, because the word flesh.
Yeah, that's not creepy at all.
It's not creepy. He probably was just like. Flesh, and they're like, she's like, yes, it's like, oh, and it's like, you know, I am not paying attention to anything else but flesh.
And then he starts killing.
Oh yeah, he's gonna murder them later.
Yeah, probably.
The doorman is he becomes a serial killer.
Aren't they lucky that they have this man monster?
Mm-hmm.
So they like put him in the bathtub, and he turns it on as hot as possible,
and he starts like yelling,
and he becomes human again.
Yes,
he trans. So then he's like, you know, he has a fever or whatever. So they put him on the couch and he's laying there. And finally the blonde girl's like, look, this dude needs a doctor. I'm going to go find one who's discreet. And you're like, but that's what HIPAA laws are. I don't know if HIPAA laws were a thing back here.
Oh, they were.
Back in the day. But you can't tell people.
Well, she's going to have to find one in like a secret doctor.
You shouldn't have to find a secret doctor. You should just be able to find a doctor. This isn't a guy who just got shot. You're looking for the guy who owes you money. Like the doctor who owes money because he's got a coke habit.
She needs a Leslie Tompkins.
Yeah.
Kurt Connors.
Sure.
Whatever doctors there are.
Sure. So she goes
scientists.
Out. And the other one's like, all right, well, while you're looking for a doctor, I'm going to go to sleep. Why you wouldn't wait? Like, shouldn't you be taking shifts to watch this guy?
Also, how can you sleep?
But there's a man monster.
Knowing when you just witnessed, because this girl, this black-haired girl, she...
And she's still in her bathing suit, by the way.
Yeah.
She's been back at the hotel for hours.
She's the one yelling about the bathing suit.
Right, and she's just still in her bathing suit. I'm like...
Yeah, you gotta clean that, you know, dry that off.
I was like, isn't that wet? Like, don't you want to, like, put on pants?
But, like, she's, like, yelling. You know, that's the thing. It's, like, she's, like, how are you not just kind of, like, oh, my God, I watched a man turn into a monster. She's just kind of, like, meh. I just want news.
Yeah. Not only that, but, like, just speaking of going back to the bathing suit problem, sometimes when you go to the beach, and I'm certain this happens to dudes, when you're a lady, you go swimming, you're sitting in the sand, whatever, sand accumulates inside of your bathing suit.
Yeah.
So, unless you... dump that out. You have sand.
Oh, there's just
in a variety of.
Well,
crevices.
I don't think they really did any water business.
That's
well, no,
true.
They did. Well, they're on the boat.
They were on the
I'm
boat.
Certain they're
but
probably.
I mean, maybe she didn't like really get into the sand.
I don't know. Maybe she just wants to keep wearing it.
She's like, man, all I want to wear is this. Maybe that's all she brought.
I like that's how this is like the point where they were focused on. It's like, why does she keep wearing her bathing suit? You know, while there's a.
It's like 11 o'clock at night. Why is she still wearing a bathing suit in her hotel room?
Actually, you're right.
That's why.
I'm still, because even though I keep belaboring that this is a small point, it's a frustrating point because why are you still wearing it?
Anyway. Right.
So anyway, so he's taking a nap.
He takes a nap. And then how anybody found him, because remember, he was smuggled in as a man monster underneath a blanket.
Yeah, not even the doorman. The doorman was still too busy looking at flesh.
To this hotel for these women who were from out of town.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
The window opens, and there's a guy.
Uh-huh.
And it's the guy from the cover in his suit. and he's got wings.
And he also has a name. Hellblazer.
Yeah, Hellblazer.
Hellblazer.
And he's like, oh, old friend, I found you at last. You won't escape me. This time it's going to be different. And you're like, oh, no. So I'm thinking, oh, shit, this creature is after man monster creature.
Because
there's a beef between creatures.
Right. And then
wouldn't that make
sense? Or he's some sort of alien guy and like he's bounty hunting
the man monster.
Not the man monster, but like the bacteria or just whatever the science it is, because maybe it's like some sort of like
it's an organism that like it takes over people's bodies.
Space
and
amoeba.
Stuff. Sure, space amoeba, I'll buy that. And so as they're sitting there, this guy creeps in and oh no, it's just a dude that Paul knows.
Yeah.
Who's wearing a costume because he wants Paul to
help him
vanquish Paul's dad.
He wants Paul to turn on Paul's dad.
Like, how did this guy even find you?
To make themselves rich. And this guy is just dressed like the stupidest luchador with a gun on his chest.
Yeah.
And we don't even understand, like, I don't understand who they, like, how they know each other.
Yeah, that's the thing, because they even said, like, oh, you didn't even want to throw, the swimming event. Like, that's referenced.
Yeah, apparently
in here.
He's also.
So, is he also a former swimmer and they're teammates? Never explained.
Is this what California Mafia looks like?
Yes, it is. Yes, they all look like dumb luchadors.
is that what it is?
It's never explained how this guy found him. It's never explained why this guy's wearing this costume or how these two even know each other or like why they want to get this guy's dad.
I mean, I'm assuming if.
None of this is explained. Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, granted, it's the first issue, and this is supposed to be continued on. I don't think I ever got past this, but...
No.
Or maybe it did.
Yeah, because it didn't make any sense.
Well, it definitely didn't make any sense.
You skipped a huge part of what I need to know about these people.
Well, I mean...
I need to know how this guy found this guy, because he's in a hotel room.
Also, why is he wearing this stupid costume? Yeah, like, why? You'd think he would just be, like, more inconspicuous, but he's dressed like a friggin'...
He's bright yellow. Friggin'
Hot Wheels car. You know, it's like, it's stupid. He's wearing this ugly yellow and brown and red flame costume, like fucking Bam Bam Bigelow and shit.
Yeah.
Anyways, so he's yelling at him and he's basically, because, you know, the dude, you know, Paul's like, yeah, fuck you. I don't want to do this. And he's like, I'll call the cops. And he's like, you threaten me with the police, you fool. You never threw that race and I'm going to shoot you. So he shoots him with his fiery gun, which he has for some reason.
That he got at the 99 cent store.
The 99 cent store. And I do like what he says here. He goes, farewell, Paul Sanders. You die as you lived, an idiot. And I'm like, you know, he's kind of an idiot.
somebody engraved that on my tombstone. She died as she lived. An idiot.
Whoever goes first, make sure you put that on my tombstone.
Okay.
And then he will just be like, yep.
And then the other one could just giggle all day long by the grave.
And the other one, whoever's tombstone is next to it just goes, yep.
With just an arrow.
Is it, yep, point.
We'll just get those made up early and then engrave whoever's name.
Oh, yeah. Let's get that. Let's get that done. Yeah. Let's spend that money now.
Yeah, we should.
Guys.
We'll just hang on to it for the next 40 years.
Just put it somewhere. My body doesn't even to be there.
I'm going to be cremated.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess engrave it on my urn. What do you do? Okay, so here's my question. We're Catholic.
Uh-huh.
Which, in Catholic tradition, you're not supposed to spread the ashes. You're supposed to actually inter them.
Uh-huh.
So, like, do we just have to still be, like, buried somewhere? Like, in a crypt?
But with our ashes in the crypt?
Yeah, like, don't you have to put them in a...
That's kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, because you can't sprinkle them if you're Catholic. They're supposed to all stay together.
I want to do the Bob Finger route, where the sun makes the Batman symbol and pours the ashes in it.
Yeah.
But I want it to be like...
But you're not supposed to do that if you're Catholic.
How Catholic am I right now?
That's true. Because I'm like... Because then, like, I think about this because, you know, my uncle, when he passed away, he was cremated.
Yeah.
And he sits on my aunt's countertop. And so, like, and she's had him there for... She's got problems. But, like, so when she dies, what do you do with him? Like, who takes that home? Like, when we're cleaning out her apartment, who takes the ashes? Because then we're going to have hers. And then do they just get passed down? Is there just going to be a storage unit full of fucking ashes?
You know what? Yes?
This is a really hard question. Anyway.
Oh. I don't...
Anyway, so...
How do we get out of this?
Because we were talking about when we die. We're going to have... We died as we lived, an idiot.
Oh. See, yeah, we're just off on these tangents this week.
It's a tangent week.
I like it.
So he zaps him, and this is where we get the thing from the cover, where he doesn't... die, he transforms back into the man monster.
It's like a Hulk thing.
And I guess there's something to do with the heat of the water, the heat of, because that's why he transformed back into a man. The heat of this ray gun is why he
transformed. So does heat just catalyst?
Yeah, I think it's a catalyst, and it makes him transform. It's what I've been able. It doesn't actually say
so
that.
So this dude
but
just needs to go into a sauna and just kind of
basically.
Like,
so if he goes into a sauna, he'll be okay. But it does say something
can't
like
live in Southern California, man.
Back when he's like, oh, I need to get back to the heat.
Right, right.
So this, of course, lights the drapes on fire, and then he starts fighting this guy, and they go out onto the fire escape balcony. Fire
and
escape.
And also too, he's
mark?
His mind. So what's happening too is also when he's as the man, this monster.
Yeah, he doesn't really have his wits about him.
He doesn't really have his wits because he knows he's like a man, but he knows that he's like a he's got a conscience, but he doesn't quite understand what's going on.
Yeah, and he doesn't like. Like, we see later, like,
he can't articulate, obviously.
Yeah, and if he sees things that he would recognize, you know, like, he sees the police.
Yeah.
And he doesn't really understand.
Well, he's
just
like,
oh, they're dressed the same.
Yeah, and he's like, why am I fighting this guy? This guy sucks. So he's trying to fight them.
And his friend apparently, in his suit, has the ability to fly.
Yeah, whatever.
Because he's like, oh, it's easy when you have the right technology. Goodbye. And he just flies away.
Yeah, sure.
And you're like, what? Like, why are you here? What is even your purpose?
Yeah, what are you even doing?
Fucking book. You weirdo in your mask. And so that's when he says, oh, I have to go back into the heat.
Right.
So he goes back in, but the whole thing's on fire.
Well, you would think that as this heat again would return him back.
I guess. I don't know, because that's what happened when he went under in the water the first time.
Right.
When it was the hot water in the bathtub.
Yeah.
That's when he turned back.
And some reason this woman apparently
still in her bathing suit.
Well, still in her bathing suit for once. She took a nice nap in her bathing suit.
In her sandy bathing suit.
Sandy bathing suit, but also did not manage to. I mean, I'm assuming
crawling in ocean amoebas.
She also was not like, holy shit, get me out of here. Like I feel like she either slept through
well,
it
no,
or she just,
even says I'm a super light sleeper. So if she says it at the back,
she does.
If you're I'm a super light sleeper, so if you start doing anything weird, I'll hear you.
Oh,
well, apparently not because she's been over. She's either still
like
sleeping.
You.
Yeah, she sleeps like me. She's either still sleeping or overwhelmed by smoke.
I think she got overwhelmed by smoke probably quick enough that I'm surprised that that's why I'm surprised she's not. Like by the door, trying
right.
to struggle to get out.
Exactly. Like she's still in bed.
Yeah.
So
anyway, so he picks her up.
He takes her outside. He puts her down in front of the cops, and the cops are like, kill him.
Cops are like, oh man, what's this stuntman in a Halloween suit? They're trying to figure out what the hell's going. And then the guy, Paul's father, shows up and he's like, my hotel's burning down. And the cop's like, hey, sir, watch out. And he's like, don't you know who I am? I'll have the governor throw you out of office. Fuck you, you know?
It's like, we have a man monster.
It's like,
calm
down. You should be like, holy shit.
It's
monster.
A man monster.
Well, I mean, they also think that it's like a guy in a suit.
Right.
Which it could be.
Sure, it's Los Angeles. I mean.
You know, it 100%.
We've seen weirder shit.
Seen weirder shit, you know?
There's a guy here in L.A. who dresses like Jesus a lot.
Yes.
And he also likes to stand. There's a spotlight by a Bank of America.
Yes.
ATM. And he likes to stand in that spotlight.
And you,
so
and you,
he's
and
just
and,
illuminated.
And I remember the first time you saw him, you're like, it's Jesus! It's Jesus!
Yeah, I was very excited. I saw Jesus for the very
first
time.
But apparently his real name is Eric, and he hangs out at the Comedy Store.
Yeah, and he just dresses like Jesus.
But he just hangs out as Jesus, and people know him.
Yeah.
People.
I don't really know like what his job is. I don't know why, but he walks around dressed like Jesus all the time. I don't know why.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, sure. Because it's Los Angeles. Why not? So it's very possible that this guy's just wearing a suit.
Possibly. And they have every right to think that.
Yep.
So they're about to shoot this guy. Tried to shoot Man Monster. And then that's it. And as that's happening, Man Monster's like, that guy with the glasses looks familiar.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yep.
And so
that's the end of that.
To be continued in the exciting first issue of Man Monster. So
hopefully
they were actually
not.
Did they? I don't know if they ever got to. You know what? This is something that I have to look up in my Atlas history. I'm pretty certain because
this is a good question. I don't know if they ever continued the story. It's dumb.
Why would you?
It's really dumb and it's really kind of disjointed. I get what they were going for, but I feel this is what like we got to put something out, throw some shit together about a man monster, and put it out.
So the creature of Black Gloom, but he's orange.
He's orange. His dad. He hates his dad. He's rich.
And
it's former swimmer. Throw it all together.
And and then there's these women. And then women's lib.
Yeah, that's a thing now,
yachts.
Right? Yeah.
Boats.
Yeah. And I feel like this
Luchadors.
Is just like, shit, throw something together. But it's so disjointed that it doesn't like lay the foundation for an actual story.
Right.
So there's huge holes out of it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So that's it for this story.
Yeah.
Let's take a break because there's another story in Tales of Evil.
Two stories.
We'll be right back.
This is an imaginary podcast, which may never have happened.
The Short Box Showcase.
But then again, may have. About a father and daughter. I'm Professor Allen.
And I'm Emily.
Who came from Ohio and talked about comics.
Walking Dead.
Tintin.
Black Lightning.
White Tiger. It tells of their rise to glory, when the great guests were yet to be booked.
Let's put it this way, Shogun Warriors wasn't going to win any Eisners.
And the great feats of editing not yet performed.
This is Ultra 7, this is Ultraman Jack, and this is Ultraman Taro, and this is Ultraman Leo, and this
of how they spoke at length.
This continuity is really the brainchild of nitpicking nerds the world over.
But to be fair, the best kind of confession is the Force confession.
And reviewed in brief tales that explore creatively the bounds of a given character's history.
Red Sun is wonderful with a very strange ending.
Of brilliant creators before their fall from grace. This is the era where Miller is at the height of his creative and artistic powers, and the ability of strong writing to encapsulate and transcend its time.
Flash of Two Earths by Gardner Fox.
This is an imaginary podcast. Aren't they all? Short Box Showcase is part of the Relatively Geeky family of podcasts. Check us out on the web at relativelygeekypodcast.blogspot.com or search in iTunes for Relatively Geeky or Short Box Showcase. And remember, we're not experts.
We're just family.
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever. Going to wrap up Tales of Evil number 3 from July 1975 from Atlas Comics.
Yes.
Going to talk about
the second story in here.
Second story, The Bog Beast.
I would just like to say that the picture we are shown of a bog beast does not make any sense. This dude was dipped in acid.
He basically looks like
it's any movie you've ever seen where a body
a corroded skeleton.
Yeah. That's what it is. Because this is a corroded skeleton. He's like drippy and you can see his hip bones and and I don't understand how he's a bog monster.
Because bog beast would be like man thing or swamp thing.
Exactly.
Or something, you know, something covered in some sort of vegetation, but he's
he's just a corroded skeleton.
Just a dude.
It's like
just a crispy dude.
Yeah, it's like after that guy's face melts off in
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that one.
Yeah, he looks like
anything. It's really gross.
Yeah, he just looks like a... He looks like... He actually reminds me of the one monster. It's like a corpse or a zombie, but he's like a really decayed zombie in Return of the Living Dead that's like, you know, it's basically a skull, but for some reason it still has a voice box. It's like, brains. It's fucking hilarious, but that's what it looks like. Yeah. Return of the Living Dead is actually fantastic.
Oh, that's good
times. So anyway, so basically this bog monster, we see him.
We also have to say about this bog monster, he lives in the earth.
So he came from the earth.
So there's like another species that apparently lives in the earth. He is an explorer and a scientist for his people. And he has come to
the surface world. So is he a subterranean alien?
I don't know if they're aliens.
Like Cloverfield and shit?
I don't know if they're aliens or they're just like Bigfoots. You know, just like a species that apparently
really
exists.
Really crispy Bigfoots?
It's another species that exists that apparently humans have never seen.
Sure.
Yeah, and they live inside of the earth. And he is an explorer and he is a scientist for his people and he is coming out to see what's going on.
So do you think that we missed, like, the first issue of this?
I don't know if we did, because there's also this weird paper on the ground that says vampire killers still at large.
Right.
So there's a paper here talking about vampire killers, but that doesn't really relate to what happens in the rest of it, so I don't know if...
Well, it does, kind of, because
she's not a vampire.
Well, she's not a vampire, but... Well, actually, you're right. Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't relate. So I don't know if there was another one about a vampire killer.
Yeah.
That ties into this? I don't know.
So anyways, we're somewhere in...
I don't know. There's a great observatory.
It's nighttime,
and here he is. So he comes out. He's on a mountaintop. He comes out, and he's looking around this observatory for science, apparently. And he stumbles across a whole shit ton of bodies.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh my god, someone has murdered all these humans.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I can't do anything about it because they're going to think it was me.
Yeah.
Obviously, because I am a corroded skeleton man. And I am hideous.
Yeah. I mean, he has every right to think that.
Yeah, you know? No, and also, justify.
I also want to point out this artist's art is very much done like Bernie Wrightson kind of art, you know. So yeah. It says art by Romero. I don't know. I'm not familiar with Romero, but.
But guess what? The cops show up anyway.
And he's like, whoa, they would never believe me. And it,
so he's like,
for
shit.
Some reason, he's also got these cosmic eyes.
Yeah, I don't really know.
Because he's like, I volunteered for this mission.
Oh, and he can't speak. He can think in like complete sentences.
Pretty
paragraphs.
Much like man thing.
Yeah,
or
but
swamp
he,
thing.
He can't actually speak. Yeah. So he's like, fuck, I gotta get out. So he leaves as the cops discover all these gruesomely murdered bodies. And he finds a chick like laying in the grass.
Yes.
On the mountain. It's funny, they're on the side of a mountain. I don't see any trees. But... so there she is, and she's very hot and in like shredded clothing, and she's blonde or whatever. And she's your very typical like lady from a monster movie, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, oh man, she's wounded. I should probably, you know, she escaped the murderer. She needs medical attention. I'll see if I can help her. So he picks her up.
I like that he picks her up and she wakes up and she goes, ah!
Yeah, ah!
As she should.
And she's like, oh shit, a desiccated skeleton is carrying me. And then. He knocks her out, but I don't know exactly how. He puts his gross, melty hand over her.
Oh, this is like, for a minute, Kane used a finisher like that, where he would submit dude. You would knock dudes out by doing the face-mouth-hand thing. That was his
face-mouth-hand thing? That's is that what it's called?
I don't know, but that's
face-mouth-hand thing!
Yeah, so he does that.
I would love to hear Jim Ross screaming about the face-mouth-hand thing.
By God, he's grabbing his face!
Face-mouth!
So anyway, so he's carrying her along, and then he just kind of like puts her down, sits by a tree all wistfully.
Yeah, because he's like, oh, it's like nighttime, or the day is over, or something. I don't know. Oh, yeah. So the bright sky is here, and whatever. And I guess then it turns to night again. I don't really know. There's like a weird passage. There's a passage of time here, because he does say something about like, oh, I got to sit here because the day is over. Then there's the sun, and then the moon is over here.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, and then apparently this chick's been out cold the whole time.
Well, been out cold, but then all of a sudden, while this happens, she turns into a werewoman.
Yes. So.
And he's just laying here all sexily by the tree.
Yeah, desiccated hot skeleton.
Desiccated hot skeleton. He's doing like a Sears catalog gene modeling thing here.
Don't you think he could do better than the Sears catalog? What if he's like the hottest specimen of Bog Monster?
Yeah, he was.
What if he's the Brad Pitt of their world?
That's why they sent him up there, because they're like, look, you're the hottest
one
we have.
You're the hottest one we got. Go forward.
Go marry Jennifer Aniston.
I mean, wouldn't that be the thing if, like, if we were aliens and we were like, we land and we're like, all right, there's a weird bunch of people, send out the hottest one of us to smile and try to make them feel better. But if they find us disgusting, we're all just going to die by laser.
Yeah. So anyway, so as that's all of a sudden, he gets attacked by this shredded woman.
Yeah, she's a werewolf now.
She's a werewolf now, and he's like, "I don't want to hurt her."
Yeah,
but this is really weird. And then
she also looks like she's doing ballet. There's like a lot of leg.
Yeah, a lot of leg, a lot of leg jumping,
and they're fighting.
And he ducks, and then she flies off the.
Yeah, she flies off a cliff.
Yeah.
I don't understand how she dies. I'm assuming she dies, right?
I think she's dead.
And she dies very sexily.
So sexy.
So, like, arched back, tits up, hair back. It's just, oh, man, hot even in death. Aren't you lucky?
Yeah.
And then the police find her, and they also find him.
Because he's up on the cliff, and they're like...
That's right.
They're like, oh, it must be that monster.
Like, no, she's the monster, but she's dead. Doesn't
but
matter.
They don't know this. And they're like, oh, shoot the rocks from underneath and knock them off. And then...
That doesn't work.
And then I think they come from behind.
Are they just going to, like, try to, like, shoot this cliff off?
That's where they go. He goes, aim below, try to knock the rocks out from under him.
That is a humongous cliff. You're not going to do that with, like, a .45.
No.
You need, like, a chain gun.
I guess.
If you're going to mow through this.
You need fucking Rambo.
You need a rocket launcher.
So they're shooting at it. And then, but then somebody... I think some guys come from behind him. And then they...
He picks up their car at one point.
Well, he's like, hey,
which apparently is a Plymouth.
That it is. He goes, so they're trying to shoot him, and he's like, I don't want to fight them, you know? And as he's doing, he's like, look, they traveled in this car. If I destroy it, they cannot give chase. But then what I think happens is he just explodes them the whole time. He just blows them all up.
Oh, wait, he like throws it on them and they all die?
He throws it and the car explodes and then he's like, I have failed.
I just killed all those people.
And then he gets shot from off the cliff.
Uh-huh.
And then they, you know, he's down there and then they throw a thing over him.
Like a net. There's dogs and stuff.
And he's like, why are they doing this? I am the best.
It's like, you should know better than to talk to humans.
Yeah, don't talk to people.
Don't talk to people. We are the worst. Don't try to make contact with us.
Yeah, like,
we will throw a net over you and probably murder you.
They're like, get rid of him. He's like, and then so here's actually the end part. It says, he came to explore the surface world. He came to study man, but now he's man's prisoner. The bog beast, alone, friendless, doomed. Continued?
Well, I mean, if you wanted an education in people, you sure got one.
Oh, he sure did.
So R.I.P. Bog Monster.
R.I.P. Bog Beast. So that's it for Tales of Evil, number 3 from July 1975 from Atlas Comics. Would you read the next issue of this series?
Maybe. I think I would just definitely have to like flip through and see what was in it.
I'd have to be sold on the cover.
Yeah, I think that's it. I would have to be sold on the cover.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, these are always anthologies and they are always different. So
yeah,
I can't say no flat out because who knows? No. I do like these like weird little stories. So.
Yeah. So yeah, no, I'd probably check it out too, but it depends. I'd have to see how I'm feeling. So. Yeah. But that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening, folks. Mm-hmm. You can find myself on Twitter and Instagram at AngryHeroSean. And also, you can email the show at worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com, jenstansfield.wordpress.com.
And of course, Facebook. You can find us on Facebook. Worst Collection Ever. Search for us, and we have a page. You can join us there. And also, you could go to Apple Podcasts and rate and review this podcast and share the link. Give us a 5-star review if you think we deserve it and help us get up in the ratings. That would be really dope. And also, and I'll talk more about this coming up, but I just kind of put the finishing touches on the Los Angeles Podcast Festival preview night that I've been doing for the past couple of years. And we have some shows lined up, and I'll talk more about that next week, but also keep tabs on me on social media if you're interested for more info. So it's all up there. So so that's it for this week's show, folks. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.